We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench, and we're still talking college football because it makes me crazy, crazy, crazy. You know that Georgia could play at the Benz, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, for the SEC title game this season, and then again in the Peach Bowl for a college football playoff quarterfinal game, and they could play in the national championship game there for the fourth time. That's like, I mean, like, how many games are you going to play there? It's like one after the next. But when you listen to Kirby Smart, he says, quote, anytime you play in Atlanta in this facility and it's part of a title sponsor game where you're playing another top 15, top 20 matchup, to me, it feels like a playoff game. It's a great way to try to assess where you are as a team. No longer do you have to win every game, but you do have to find out when you're going to be playing your best, and you want to be playing your best towards the end of the year, and one of the best barometers is to get quality wins. Teams are already trying to position themselves for a crack at the 12-team playoff field. They're still going to rank teams every week, you know, the AP Top 25, but the first of six rankings that really matter for the playoff teams won't be revealed until November 5th. That's also the real election day in politics, Trump and Harris, right? But teams are already trying to find their way into this playoff already after a week. So ESPN already came out with rankings, not how teams would be seeded, but these are how they would be ranked right now after their first week of action. Georgia at one, of course. They beat Clemson, and there was nobody questioning how good they were after they kicked the Tigers' ass. It really showed how much better the SEC is than the ACC when you think about it. They put up 28 second-half points on Dabo's team. Their defense gave up 3 points. That hasn't happened to a Swinney team since he was named head coach in 08. They're going to have to win the SEC title to get the highest seed in the playoffs, though. If they don't win the SEC, they could end up as low as a number 5 seed. Texas would be number 2. They destroyed Colorado State 52-0. Quinn Ewers threw for 3 TDs in the first half. The Longhorns dominated the Rams. Arch Manning got into the game and threw a TD on his first pass. Obviously, nobody's going to argue with the fact that Georgia and Notre Dame played tougher opponents than the Longhorns did. We're certainly going to find out more about who Texas is this Saturday when they play in the Big House against the Michigan Wolverines. Ohio State would be number 3. Chip Kelly's offense racked up 404 total yards against Akron, but they didn't cover. I thought the freshman wide receiver sensation Jeremiah Smith looked fantastic. The Buckeyes won't face a ranked team until early October when they host the Iowa Hawkeyes. Remember, the Buckeyes have big road games at Oregon and at Happy Valley against Penn State. They get the Wolverines in Columbus at the Shoe, however. Notre Dame would be number 4 right now, coming off their big win at Kyle Field against the A&M Aggies. The Irish held the Aggies to their fewest points in a season opener since 2000. Now, remember, the 5 highest-ranked conference champs take the slots in the playoff. Notre Dame would have to get in, obviously, as an independent through one of the seven at-large bids. Right now, USC would be number five after that impressive win in Vegas over LSU at Allegiant Stadium. That place was absolutely packed with LSU fans, but it didn't faze the Trojans or their quarterback, Moss. Penn State would be number six. They made it look easy against the Mountaineers in Morgantown. Aller went off against WVU. The Nittany Lions defense held West Virginia to 85 yards on the ground. Aller's three TDs were all in the second quarter, and Nick Singleton ran for 114 yards. The Lions look sharp. We have to see if West Virginia matters or not throughout the season. In fact, I don't think they will matter. The Canes are seven. Miami raked the Florida Gators at the Swamp in Gainesville, no less. Mario Cristobal has a gem in the transfer, Cam Ward. What a quarterback this kid is. Remember, he played at Washington State, and he looks even better playing for the Canes. Everyone thinks the Canes are going to win the ACC because we've already seen Florida State lose twice and Clemson lose. But the Canes do have tough road games at Cal, Louisville, and Bobby Dodd in Atlanta against that tough Georgia Tech team. Eight is Ole Miss. All I have to say is Jackson Dart. How about this team? The Rebels racked up 76 points and 772 total yards. Too bad it was against Furman, an FCS school. You look at Alabama, they would be number nine. I mean, they looked fantastic. Too bad for Kalen DeBoer that they were playing Western Kentucky, a group of five opponent. Ryan Williams, the true freshman, looked fantastic. Two TD catches. And Tide quarterback Jalen Milroe had three TDs and no picks. Everybody thinks the Tide needs a big win. How about at Wisconsin on September 14th at Camp Randall? That'll get the committee's attention. Oregon would be number 10. They give them all this juice preseason, high rankings, Heisman guys like Dylan Gabriel on the top of everyone's list. But they didn't look good in their first game, as far as I'm concerned, against an FCS team in the Idaho Vandals. They barely beat them. The Ducks host Boise State this weekend. Missouri would be 11. They still have badass quarterback Brady Cook lighting it up and receiver Luther Burden III. They can't be stopped or denied for the playoff at this point. They looked great last year, and they already look good. But then again, the Tigers did beat up on small Murray State in their opener in Columbia. So whatever to that win. The final team getting in right now would be Utah at 12 with their seventh-year quarterback Cam Rising. They whooped up on Southern Utah. Five passing TDs for Rising against SU. Meanwhile, they suck. I know it's early, but at this point, the top four seeds would be Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Miami 3 as the ACC champ, and Utah 4 as the Big 12 champ. They would all get a bye. The eight remaining seeds left would play on-campus first-round games. It would be like the number 12 against the number 5 Texas Longhorns at Austin. It would be like the number 11 Oregon Ducks at the number 6 Notre Dame Fighting Irish in terms of seeds. Number 10 seed Bama at number 7 seed USC and number 9 seed Ole Miss at number 8 seed Penn State in Happy Valley. And as I mentioned, Notre Dame can't be higher than six because they're not in a conference, so they can't be a conference champion. We'll do it every week. We'll look at who's going to be in this playoff because that's all that matters at the end of the day, right? It's Pharrell on the Bench.